What is up, Trebuchites? Strap in. I'm here with Showtime Schultz to my left. We got Cody Goats to my right, and we are about to check out the final deletion from Impact Wrestling. This is Hardy versus Hardy. I'm going to go ahead and throw a link up right underneath in the info here for y'all to watch the same thing we're watching.
Yeah, so it came out July 7th of 2016, right after we stopped watching Impact about. We gave up on it, but we've heard great things about this.
I personally have not seen this. Showtime, you've seen this, though, haven't you?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I don't know if I've ever seen it in its entirety. I know that this set the wrestling world ablaze. This was probably the most, like, love it or hate it segment of 2016.
Yeah.
Either people thought this was the best thing ever or the worst thing ever. So before we get started, it kind of inspired the House of Horrors match between Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. So like that's kind of terrible, but that's a whole other thing. That's
wait, was that that thing where the fridge got dropped?
He dropped the fridge.
Yeah, he dropped the fridge on him. And so that's,
we were laughing about that.
Have you ever seen this, Goad?
I have not. I've seen parts of this.
Okay.
I don't know if I saw the very beginning of it or I saw hype.
So there was they did a few of these in TNA. Different deletions.
Yeah,
I think they did one as like the Hardys versus a tag. I think it was the Decay, which was Abyss and Crazy Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I loved Crazy Steve.
You would.
Yeah, well, I'm a juggalo. Of course I did.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes.
And then WWE just did one this past Monday with their Ultimate Deletion.
Which I will watch after this. I have not watched that yet because I wanted to see this in its rawest form that I could.
Before we get started, can I hear a broken Matt impression from Cody Goes real quick?
Oh, man. I don't know if I got a good one. We'll see. If you don't recall from the show, I once threaded a...
Yeah, no, that's why I want to hear it. You had a transcript. I just think you do it.
Give it to us.
I don't know. It's not the greatest.
All right, I put him on the spot there.
Yeah, yeah, well, we'll make him do it at the end of it, too. We'll see if it's better at the end.
All right. So,
we're going to
line up and hit play with us right now.
All right, so we are looking at the Hardy Complex.
Hardy compound here, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure. This is really his house, by the way. Like, he lives here.
Cool, so he actually, like, literally has a ring in his pole barn.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does.
Celebrating, I feel like it's Maxwell's first birthday.
Maxwell, yep. I like how Maxwell's hair is like Matt Hardy's.
Senior Benjamin here.
Who's that?
He's just like a character. He's like his butler or something.
Okay, that's Rebby's guy.
That's Rebby. It's Rebby's dad, I think, is like in real life is who it is. I hate her.
I'm a fan a little bit.
She talks a lot of shit. Like, she's gonna be what ruins his career, promise.
Well, she's active on the Twitter, I know that.
Yeah, she's caused a lot of problems.
My gift is to enormous.
Well, I know before this that they would bring Maxwell into the ring a lot when he was very young. Yeah, I don't know how I felt about it. I still don't know how I feel about it.
I'm sure.
Like, this I'm fine with, because this is at
sure,
the house.
Sure, sure.
Like,
but yeah, I remember him coming into the ring, and I would be like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think, so if I remember correctly, this wasn't even the match. This was like they show this at the beginning of the episode to like lead into the match later.
And it will only be extinguished.
Yeah, because Matt was broken at this point, and Jeff was not. Jeff was still regular Jeff.
Was he saying delete a bunch?
Yeah, he was doing the delete thing.
So today, at sunset, the final deletion takes place. Senor Benjamin, prepare the battlefield for massacre.
Oh man, business is picking up. He's preparing the battlefield, everybody.
The facial
expressions of Matt Hardy are great. Is that Jeff Hardy's logo right there? Or is that just them preparing the battlefield? Because that's really awesome.
He's making some kind of something with the lawnmower.
This is pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, that's Jeff mowing his lawn.
Oh, that's like, awesome. Yeah. It's like his hair and his
beard.
Yeah,
like his beard. He's like got designs in it.
Man.
Jeff
John Deere should really throw a freaking sponsorship at him. That was really cool.
Yeah, always playing a guitar. He's real sensitive.
He's going Elias on us.
Yeah. You know what WWE stands for, right?
Walk with Elias. It was really cool. It was like very video game-esque.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the drone. I forgot the drone is in effect.
It's Vanguard 1. It's the name of the drone.
Does that mean there's more than one?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh, it talks. Well, it looks like there's more than one. There's about five or six of them in the house. Oh! We got guitar on drone action here. This is pretty dope.
He's swinging the guitar at the drone.
Oh, wow. I'm really enjoying it.
It's a long, high fly ball.
I like
center
the
field.
Eight different angles
Which?
We got.
Man. Just summoning his Obi-Wan Kenobi here.
Yeah, no, it is like a distinct like R2-D2 projection thing going on here.
I love it. This is the best challenge to a match I've ever seen. This is so far so good. I'm blown away. This is the best thing I've seen Impact do, like, ever. Well, not ever, but, like... Oh, don't put Jeff on a dirt bike. Not a good idea.
Jeff on a dirt bike, yeah.
I'm nervous already. This is like Sammy Callahan with a baseball bat. It was like
shit the first time.
He's trying to catch Vanguard 1 with a dirt bike. I don't know.
He's like reaching for it.
Water. The mortal enemy of every dirt bike. Come on, Jeff, jump it.
So...
Matt's on Jeff's lawn in the lawnmower.
He's trenching the shit out of
ruining
it.
He's
not even steering. That's pretty dope. That's
he's
pretty
ruining
dope.
His
steering
cool
it with
designs.
His penis.
I mean, depending on the weather conditions of the area, that's going to take months to come back.
What?
We've got Rockstar Spun on our TV.
Oh, just that was a random ad.
We have an advertisement. It must be about the end of that particular part of the promo.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So this is another
ring together.
Yeah. And Senior Benjamin is putting a ring together.
Chairs.
He's got some chairs under there. Got
kendo stick.
Kendo stick. Yep. Another kendo stick.
Ooh!
Fireworks.
Explosives.
Fireworks.
They say TNT on them. That's gonna be good. Maybe a dirt bike ramp. Rebby's back. Speaking of Espanol. Makes her sexier, not gonna lie.
Senor Benjamin, this is the remaining gasoline.
We brought a can of gas.
Please, apply generously to the battleground.
Oh, we're gonna start some shit on fire.
To delete Umbra the Nero.
Okay, Mr. Hagen.
Man.
The final deletion is upon us.
He's gonna delete his brother, man.
Yeah, that's the idea here. So what happened in previous deletions? Were there other opponents or just
no, this is the first deletion. This is the first deletion.
Oh, well, it's the final deletion.
We got a referee driving in. This is great.
Yeah, he's a...
Yes.
Man, this anticipation. We got spotlights. This is so like
Matt is in the ring.
So just like in the middle of nowhere. North Carolina, USA.
I am. You have one job tonight. Either count the pitfall or record the submission. When it's over, under no circumstances do you resuscitate Brother Nero. He must be deleted.
Man,
I understand.
Really,
I understand.
Very intense.
I like it. Like this is Matt is more interesting than Jeff, and that's like very hard for me to say.
This lovely violin that I was personally given by my dear friend Antonio Stradivari.
Oh, look at him go! That's suitable for what we're seeing here.
Yeah, oh, Jeff on his motorbike. It took him a while. Start now.
We had to go around that pond at least. So, man.
Brother Nero, I knew you'd come. This match we're about to have will be your true Armageddon.
He's talking to him, but he's not looking at him. That's great.
For your deletion.
Oh, now James Storm's busted. Yeah,
I'd like to point out that both of the people in these two ads no longer work for the company.
Well, the one's, the commissioner of the cruiserweights.
Yeah.
Have we seen anyone that worked for the company yet? So.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Who knows? Right. Hey, Maxwell may be part of the company. You guys don't know. I like the tiki torches like in the corners. Man. Oh, stiff
man.
Right,
they're trading blows.
Bam. Matt running in with the clothesline. Gonna follow it up with the bulldog. Nope, just read that book. Matt getting the feet up there. Really fast-paced action here, but this is a final deletion.
I like that they're starting this match in the ring like they're gonna have like a Ricky Steamboat-like classic here in the middle of a field.
Oh, come on. This is going to be a catch-as-catch-can wrestling match. Big splash from Jeff here. Cover one, two, kick out by
Matt. What's funny here is, like, in the middle of this field, the Hardy compound had the same amount of people in it that the Impact Zone had that night.
I love it. Hashtag true.
It just looks like...
some camouflage stuff.
No, that's like...
woodworking. Right.
Yeah, it's like... yeah, it's like...
it.
Yeah.
It's part of Wrigley Field, guys. That's what it is.
It's, like... fucking... What do you even call it? The lattice.
Lattice.
It's like garden lattice.
Yeah. Evil. It's got to be evil, though. It's in the Hardy Complex. These evil tiki torches. Got this evil referee. This evil twist of fate.
Twist of fate. It's over.
It should do it. One, two, no.
Jeff kicks out at two.
Kicks out of the finisher. It's going to take more than that.
Music getting more intense.
Matt showing signs of frustration. Now he's got a kendo stick, and he's just lighting up Brother Nero here. Oh, he's going to be showing the scars of this battle for a while. Oh! Going downstairs a lot here.
Oh, these camera angles make this kind of hard to watch. Here we are, switching camera angles very fast.
It's like an episode of SmackDown.
Faster than SmackDown, if you can believe it. We've got
a ladder?
We've got a ladder? Is that a ladder?
Like a ladder to me. Yep. Oh, but that's just like a painter's ladder.
This just sits against something.
That's like something that I used to do a job. It's like, oh, go hang a thing, get a painter's ladder here. Oh, yeah, choking him in the corner.
Choking him with it.
And he's talking to him, too. That's
yelling delete.
It's got to be both confusing and painful at the same time if you're Jeff Hardy. Biting him. He's just biting him. You wouldn't know these two were brothers by the way they're going at it. Or maybe you would. Maybe they... come to think about it, I've had some real battles with my brother, so this is about right. I've never driven one of my brothers to schizophrenia, though. That's a new one on me.
You're working on it, right?
I hope not. I don't want to be deleted.
Jeff is his twisted fate going up for the Swanton Bomb.
Bam! He caught him!
Got it.
That's gotta be it. He's won the world title with that move. No!
Matt kicks out of two...
Now Jeff's got the ladder.
I like that the TT torches are on top of like the turnbuckles.
Yeah.
That doesn't make anybody else nervous.
I know, but it made me nervous when we started watching it. I've grown accustomed now.
I like
they
it.
They almost had Jeff's hair in it.
Yeah, that was what I meant. Like, you climbed up on that turnbuckle. I was like, I would be
We're creating
nervous
an ambiance here.
That.
It's great. I love it. We don't want mosquitoes around
here.
Do you
remember
that
time that Jeff got hit with the pyro at that SmackDown?
I do remember that. Yeah, that was all like, whoa, man.
Okay, Jeff is climbing up a tree now that is above the ring.
Man, and he's going up too.
He's pretty high up there.
The daredevil, Jeff Hardy. Where is he going? Finally found a branch he likes. Calling his shot. Big time Swanton. Oh, he caught the ladder.
Oh, man.
He caught the ladder and he broke the ladder.
Oh, man.
That had to hurt.
That should do it. I can't believe he's moving. He's covering Matt. Was Matt on the ladder?
I thought Matt got off the ladder too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Based on Jeff pinning Matt, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened there. That was pretty confusing.
I would have thought Jeff would have caught the worst of that, but maybe Matt just had a lot taken out of him.
I don't know.
Oh, there's that chair. Matt's telling Jeff to sit down.
Oh, to the back.
Oh, what is that? Oh, that's some TNT right there.
Matt has some fireworks there.
Oh. He's incoming. He's going World War One on him.
Matt is shooting.
Oh, look out. Oh.
Fireworks at Jeff.
He's got a trash can lid to ward off the pyrotechnics.
This is quite the match.
Jeff Hardy, yeah, you're right. Jeff Hardy's face and pyrotechnics do not have a good history. Like, they're close enough to send each other Christmas cards.
I would be worried shooting those fireworks in that ring like that. That seems like a good way to catch some ropes on fire.
They're outside, it's fine. For the final deletion, if it turns into an inferno match, it turns into an inferno match. It's fine. Now he's got, what is it?
Is it a rake?
It's like a weed whacker, like... That's like for tall grass is what that's for. Oh!
Matt said shit.
Jeff has Miro has now. Some pyro of his own. And the broken one is running away for his life. He's really got... They really shelled out some money for the pyro here.
This is better pyro than...
TNA hasn't had this kind of pyro in at least 4 years.
Speaking of your brother, Joe, I would not show him this because he loves fireworks.
No, that's what I'm saying. I do not want to be deleted. I do not want to go through this because they will shoot fireworks at me.
Matt is taking cover behind a boat. A dilapidated boat at that.
Now a
Matt
sleeper.
Matt with a sleeper.
They're by the water here. They're in the water now, it looks like. Oh! Now they're both taking a swim.
He's choking Matt in the...
Doesn't that thing have a significant name?
It's, I think it's called the, Brother Nero has been flushed. I think it's called, the spring, or, like,
Did
the
he win,
pond of rejuvenation.
Is that Willow? Willow's in the house! Oh, I didn't know Willow was coming!
Yeah.
This is wonderful!
So the,
Oh, man, I'm so happy that I watched this.
The pond turns you into, like, something you used to be. So, yes, Matt is wearing, like a vest.
You got a stun gun.
Yeah, and Jeff is Will-O-Wisp and,
But you can't tase Will-O-Wisp.
Will-O-Wisp just got tased.
It doesn't matter. This has been one hell of a thing.
Matt grabs a flashlight, because it's very dark.
Did we lose the referee at some point?
We haven't seen the referee in a while.
Oh, we found Willow's body.
Oh, there it is.
He's watching from safe distance.
I mean, he kicked out.
Jeff pins Willow after he's been stunned.
Matt pins Willow.
But wait,
it's
Willow is Senior Benjamin.
Oh,
where's Jeff Hardy?
The ref says no. It's Senior Benjamin.
Senior Benjamin can't pin him.
The battle continues. Oh.
What I want to know is how Jeff got his pants back in Senior Benjamin into the Willow.
Pants multiplied in the water.
Well, he's watched a lot of episodes of Scooby-Doo, so he's got it, man. I believe that
Jeff Hardy watches Scooby-Doo.
I do, too. I'm going to start that rumor right now. Jeff Hardy would love some Scooby
Jeff's
snacks.
Jeff's got Matt in a chokehold in the middle of a mud pit.
Yeah, this is just like...
It's a mud pit.
Sand and... They've been,
this is the first time I've seen
anyone
wrestle in a mud pit that wasn't two hot chicks.
Leave it to the Hardys. Is Matt gonna tap? Or is he out?
Matt looking like he's been choked out. Jeff gets up.
The referee did not call it, though. I want to point that out.
He didn't. Wait.
We have a Hardy, Boy symbol.
We have a broken Hardy symbol that Jeff is climbing.
What is he going to do? I know what he's going to do. He's going to jump off of this because that's what Jeff Hardy does.
Jeff Hardy. We've got, weird, flashback thing going on here showing Maxwell's birthday cake.
And first candle. Rebby just handed it to Broken Matt. Jeff is all the way up.
Oh, the gasoline!
Oh, the gasoline! Oh!
He
crash and burn!
He used Maxwell's first... fake handle to light the fire up his logo, and now Jeff is falling.
Crash and burn, literally. Just wow. This did turn into an Inferno match. I didn't know that. I didn't know that the first person set on fire was going to lose this. I'm calling it. Broken Matt for the win. See, I knew
Broken
I was right.
Matt is
the winner. I called this match over four times. I knew it the whole time. So good.
Matt stands in. So is Jeff Ben deleted? Is the Hardy symbol burns the background. Yes. Jeff already returned after this in his broken form.
Interesting.
He had, like, his, like, eyes glazed.
Three
over.
Claps for that, everybody. One, two, three. Good job, Impact Wrestling.
What did you think?
We
should probably stop this before
it
plays whatever it's going to play.
Thoroughly enjoyed this. This was, like, the best thing I've seen from Impact Wrestling in years.
You enjoyed it?
I did. That could have brought me to watch at least five more episodes of Impact Wrestling, had I known it.
In 2017. Yeah,
people... People either really liked it or really hated it. I wasn't a big fan. No. I thought it was interesting to look at, but like it, I don't know. Had it only been that, I guess I'd be fine with it, but it's really spiraled into like...
Are they prostituting it too much for
you? I mean, WWE's done a couple things like it, TNA's done a couple things like it, and it... It,
but that's so it, pro wrestling, though. If it works,
if they're
going to...
works once, they're going to...
How many contract signings have you seen, Showtime, you know? Like,
sure, it just... I don't know. It seems like a worse version of the hardcore title segments. Like they'd fight each other in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, the thing is, it's not for a title. This is just a grudge match. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I like about it. And plus
they're
brothers.
I like my wrestling, like, mildly believable.
And I love
this
every part of
this. This is not mildly believable.
This was all believable to me. I have had some brawls with my brothers, and let me tell you, Showtime, they definitely resembled things like this. Everything short of having the actual ring in our backyard.
Yeah,
your parents had like a compound back there.
We could bring people to the Trebuchet compound if
we could have our own deletion.
Match.
We could have our own deletion.
July,
match.
Have a deletion
all right,
match.
So that's what we got out of this. Before we go, though... Cody Goads, we're going to need to hear your best Broken Matt Hardy impression.
It hasn't changed much. Yes, I won.
Brother Nero, I knew you'd come.
Well, all right, guys, this was fun. Look forward to more voiceover videos of great wrestling matches. And, oh yeah, check out our Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
Trebuchet out.